Harper Audio presents Z by Michael Thomas Ford, performed by Eduardo Ballerini. Copyright 2010 by Michael Thomas Ford. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. The zombie was somewhere ahead of him. Its stench, a combination of blood, dirt, and rotting meat, filled the air. It was close. Josh flipped the safety on his flamethrower and held it out in front of him, his finger on the trigger. Almost all the overhead lights were out, and the halogen light mounted on the barrel of his flamethrower had broken during a run-in with a Z on a lower floor. He could only see about 6 feet ahead of him through the gloom. The hospital's hallway was littered with trash. Broken glass, charred pieces of paper, and twisted medical instruments were strewn around the floor. Dark smears streaked the white tile walls. Ahead of Josh, a teddy bear sat propped against the wall just outside a partially open door, its fur stained with something black and sticky. Its head was torn off and lay in its lap. Stuffing puffed from the ragged neck. Something about the bear caused a shiver to run down Josh's spine. Clearly it had belonged to a little kid. But where was the kid now? He hoped wherever it was, it hadn't already been turned by the zombies. Child zombies were the worst. Josh hated torching them. But I will if I have to, he thought as he approached the door. Using the end of his weapon, he nudged the door open. The only light in the room came from one ceiling fixture, and the bulb flickered as it tried to draw electricity from the hospital's ancient wiring. The room was visible for only a few seconds at a time as the light flashed on and off. Josh felt like he was watching an old movie being played on a broken projector. Even with the limited light, he could see enough to know that the woman on the bed was dead. She was dressed in a nurse's uniform, her white dress stained with what could only be blood. Her head lolled to one side so that her face was turned toward Josh. Her eyes were gone, and there was a ragged hole in her throat where the zombie had bitten her. One arm was stretched out, and the fingers of that hand were curled, clutching a clump of long blonde hair that was attached to a piece of bloody scalp. On the floor below the hand, a hypodermic needle lay in a pool of liquid. She tried to kill it with the needle, Josh thought, but it got her. Part of him was glad she was dead. If she'd been alive, he would have had to torture, since she'd obviously been bitten and therefore could infect other people. That was the first rule of torching. Cleanse with fire. Suddenly, something scrambled out from under the bed, heading for the far side of the room. Whatever it was whimpered like a frightened animal. Instinctively, Josh raised his flamethrower. But the thing was running away from him. If it had been a zombie, it would have come at him. They never ran away. He took his finger off the flamethrower's trigger. "Are you okay?" he called out. He was thinking about the teddy bear. Had the child who owned it been in the room when the zombie attacked? Maybe the kid had hidden under the bed and escaped the zombie's notice. If so, it was Josh's responsibility to help. That was the second rule of torching. Save all humans. When the light flickered back on for a moment, he searched the shadows. Huddled in the corner of the room was a little girl, maybe 6 or 7 years old. She was wearing a torn, dirty dress and no shoes. Her long hair hung down in her face. She was breathing quickly, and as Josh approached, she pressed herself against the wall and began shaking her head from side to side.
No, she said softly. Don't kill me. Please.
Josh stopped and crouched down.
It's okay, he said. I'm not going to hurt you. What's your name?
The little girl stared at him. He searched her eyes for any sign of the infection, but in the dim light, he couldn't see well enough to tell for sure. She seemed okay. That kind of thinking can get you killed, he told himself. But he had to help. He couldn't just leave the girl there.
Vi,
the girl said. Her voice cracked when she spoke, and she tried again.
Violet.
Hi, Violet. I'm Josh. You and I are going to get out of here, okay?
But...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?